All right. Welcome back, everybody, to Day Zero. I'm your host, Chris Matthew. Oh, wait a minute. No, I'm not. You guys know who the fuck I am. We are here with Lindsay Sharman. How are you doing, Lindsay?
I'm good. How are you? It's good to be here on Day Zero once again.
Charlie, what's going on, Charlie?
I'm still hanging in there. We'll take that as that's a win.
Cool. XQ, what's going on, my friend?
Not much. I have not been assaulted this week, so that's great.
Cool. I'm going to play you a short, like, 15-second video to show you how I'm doing this week. Here we go.
Okay.
Eliminated. It's like they just threw into his grave. Jack Evans up. Jack Evans up.
68. Oh. Has been eliminated.
Oh, God. Man.
That about sums it up.
Yeah. Well, I'm sorry for your losses. Yeah. But I'm happy for your
feeling
win.
That way. I'm unsure, but yes, this is, you know, the weeks, just when you think they can't get any fucking crazier, they get even crazier, don't they? Yes, I see that face. XQ, what do you got for us this week?
Oh, godly. I mean, I was just making a face. I don't know if y'all seen this this past week. I've got the clip up on my Twitter page, but there was a guy out there in Brisbane, Australia, and this is like on, it's got the Today Show, it's got the nice little graphics, this is on live air so everybody can see it. The guy got right up there and he was like, yeah, you know, if you don't get double jabbed by the 19th, then your life out here is going to be miserable. You're going to have a really lonely, miserable life. And don't think you can hide either from us, because we're going to go doctor to doctor, we're going to audit all their paperwork as far as their exemptions, and we're going to make sure that it's going to be really tough for you to have any type of employment at all if you don't get the vaccine. I'm like, guys, I mean, this is just like, I've noticed this in other countries. The U.S. is still trying to use propaganda, but other countries not even using propaganda. They're just like, look, fuck it. You just will die, okay? You will die with the unwashed, and that's the way this will be. And I think the reason why still to this day is because they don't think that their people are a threat to them. Now, we know overseas, they've been doing protests in multiple places in Europe for, golly, what, 18, 19, 20 weeks? Yeah. And they don't care one bit. They're like, cool, another protest, so let's go ahead and put another restriction on you. It's like they don't have the threat of their citizens. They don't believe that they're going to take the next step. Now, I don't want to take the next step, because the next step is devastating for all. But I don't know how else places like Australia and things like that.